Chapter 219, The Prohibition of Observing Psalm Fasting After the Middle of Shaban. 1224, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Do not observe Psalm fasting for a day or 2 days preceding Ramadan. However, if a person is in the habit of observing Psalm on a particular day, which may fall on these dates, he may fast on that day. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. However, if a person is in the habit of observing Psalm on a particular day, means that if it is his routine to observe Psalm on these days, then he can do so 2 days before the advent of Ramadan. The reason being that in that case, his Psalm will not be for the reception of Ramadan, but a matter of routine. Some people have taken 1 or 2 days before to mean the first 2 days of the second half of the Shawwal on the grounds that some ahadith contain prohibition of observing Psalm in the second fortnight of Shawwal. Because of this injunction, it is not permissible to observe Psalm in these days, except in case it is one's routine. 1225. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Do not observe Psalm, fasting, before the advent of Ramadan. Observe Psalm at the sighting of the crescent of Ramadan, and terminate it at the sighting of the crescent of Shawwal. If the sky is overcast, complete the month as 30 days. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Before the advent of Ramadan here signifies the second half of Shawwal. That is, one should not observe voluntary psalm after the 15th of Shaban, so that one's vitality is maintained for the psalm of Ramadan approaching near. If the moon is not sighted due to clouds, then observing psalm should be started after completing 30 days of Shaban. Similarly, if the moon of the Shawwal is not sighted, then 30 days of fasting Ramadan must be completed before celebrating Eid al-Fitr. 1226. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When there comes the middle of Shaban, don't observe Psalm, fasting. At-Tirmidhi. 1227. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhuma reported, He who observes the fast on a doubtful day has in fact disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. For instance, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Doubtful day here signifies the day of the 30th of Shaban. In other words, if the moon is not sighted on the 29th of Shaban because of clouds and a person observes Psalm, he will be in doubt whether it is the 30th of Shaban or the 1st of Ramadan. Thus, there is no need to observe Psalm on a doubtful day, and one should complete 30 days of the month of Shaban.